At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
The National Petroleum Authority is said to go after more oil marketing companies over debt running up to 2 billion cedis, and Bank of Ghana told to build dollar buffers ahead of festive season to withstand shocks that may occur due to high import. We'll hear from economist Professor John Gachi. Later on the Business Journal, we have a special report on how inflationary pressures are impacting small business in the Upper West region. The Joy of Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. My name is Winston Taki. Now to a first business report. The National Petroleum Authority is said to go after more oil marketing companies over debt rounding up to 2 billion cedis. This could lead to license withdrawal and possibly shutting down some of these firms that failed to settle this debt over the past years. Dr. Riverson Opon is the chief executive of the Association of Oil Marketing Companies.
We are not saying those who are doing good, shut them down. If someone has employed 10 people in office, he's paying his taxes, he's paying his levies, why shut him down?
They're non-performing ones.
There are a lot of them. 13 are down already.
Have they given you an indication that going forward, we'll be seeing more of them going?
We're having dialogues, yes.
The dialogues should give you a fair idea that, listen, we have about 20 companies penciled down. By this period, if this has not done, we are moving in to close them down.
Correct, but then that's the NPA level.
Economist Professor John Gachi is of the view that the perennial depreciation of the cedi before and after the festive season in December should not be a challenge for the Bank of Ghana. He made the assertion following concerns about fears the cedi may face challenges again due to the upcoming general elections. But Professor Gachi observed that elections may not be a major problem if the Bank of Ghana rather puts its measures to stabilize the cedi due to high import.
Well, I don't think that election is a risk to the cedi, but what we do because of the election will determine how the cedi will perform. I do know that we are entering the last quarter of the year. That will also call for demand for foreign currency to bring a lot of goods for the festive period. That will put pressure on the currency. People will be importing a lot of relating to the election. And if that happens, we also need more currency to do that. So to that extent, that will put some pressure on the currency.
That was Professor John Gachi speaking there. Former president of the Ghana Association of Banks, Nah Al-Hassan Andani, has cautioned government on its engagement strategies with the Eurobond holders. Dr. Andani said government must approach the process with the tact to secure the best deal.
As for the Eurobond, let's not go there now. Let's just find other ways to pay them. Let them now look for us. Let's not go looking for them. If you go looking for Eurobonds, they'll tell you to pay 18%. Those guys are never tired. they just will punish you more and more. But if you have any brains, don't go there. So I think, again, the way we deal with our various debt holders is very important.
Nah Al-Hassan Andani is the former president of the Ghana Association of Banks. The Director General of the Social Security and National Insurance Trust, NIT, Kofi Basumpim Asafo Mafo, has attributed the increase in private sector contributions to SNIT to a strict monitoring mechanisms put in place by the trust. SNIT's total private sector workers' contribution increased by 39.6% year-on-year terms to 470.92 million cedis in May 2024, relative to 333.27 million cedis collected during the corresponding period in 2023. Speaking to Joy Business at an employer's breakfast meeting, Mr. Safo said SNIT would deepen engagement with the private sector as part of measures to sustain the gains.
It's really on the diligence of our staff. It's about our move to the digital services that we provide. That's central. That is really aimed at making sure that it's much, much easier for anyone to conduct business with SNIT. And by that, what we seek to do is we want to reduce all the barriers and reduce the costs of dealing with SNIT. And that is what we do at SNIT. So really, it's a drive that reflects the demographics. As I noted, the private sector is really the engine of growth economy, so that is our focus.
Kofi Basumpim Asafo Mafo is the Director General of the Social Security and National Insurance Trust. Moving on, Ghana's automobile industry continues to expand. Many car manufacturers continue to wait on government to fully implement policies in the Ghana Automotive Development Policy. Nonetheless, vehicle manufacturers and assembly plants remain committed to offering Ghanaians quality vehicles with excellent after-sales service. Just in the media are the unveiling of the new Honda Civic Accord and CRV here in Accra. The general managers of THP Ghana Limited, Manish Dayayani, noted that his outfit will continue to offer Ghanaians durable automobiles which suit the country's terrains.
See, Honda's promise is always there to give them the best quality cars with advanced technology and safety features. And Honda philosophy is clear. They highlight more on the QDR, which stands for quality, durability, reliability, and the architecture itself, you know, has a car. So, which gives the best of the driving experience to Honda customers. And also, THP is giving good after-sales service.
Moving on, agricultural technology firms are soliciting for capital injection to support their innovation solutions to help more farmers across the country. The technology innovations are expected to help farmers to avoid issues of post-harvest losses, access to ready markets, financing, and among others. We can listen to some of the firms, including Farmline, Complete Farmer, and Climate Innovation Center, speaking to Joy Business at a launch and exhibition of a documentary series in AgriTech in Ghana, organized by the MasterCard Foundation and MEST Africa.
Capital injection is one critical challenge that we face as startups, and is really an issue because it's up your working capital, which you need to, you know, expand and do other things. So if you're able to get support by way of investors who have seen what we are doing and see the impact we are making, you know.
And one thing is also offering them access to finance. We do not offer cash, no, but what we offer them is access to inputs and
smock producers and their fabric weavers in the Upper West region are lamenting the increasing cost of raw materials in producing the traditional wear. Inflationary pressures and high exchange rates are the primary attributable cause of soaring cost of the items. The ballooning costs are consequently impacting the sale of smock, which has seen at least 20% upward adjustment in price. Emmanuel Bright Kweku was in the original capital, Wa, and has this report.
A busy morning at Camford Inews Weaving Shop at the Upper West Regional Capital, Wa. These young ladies are fixated on getting the long stretch of thread worn to a stone loomed into a full piece of cloth. The fabrics will be used for what is popularly known as smocks. There is Dabonye and Wale Dabonye costing either 400 or 450 cedis. The Ghanaian smocks, locally called fugu or bakatari, are common traditional wares notable among natives of Ghana's regions of the north. They are made from hand-loomed strips, comprising a unique blend of colors and undyed cotton yarns. But the cost of materials used in making these beautiful fabrics are ballooning. Lariba is almost a year and a half in the weaving industry. She explains the increasing cost of materials is impacting her sales.
Sometimes that one, if the thread is a more costly, and you don't calculate well and you sell it, you will not get anything. Unless you also calculate well before you can get something from it.
The hand-loomed yarns are intricately sewn together by hand to create a distinctive plaid pattern that characterizes the smock. Despite the beautifully crafted cloths, the embroidery adorning the neckline creates a distinct look for the attire.
For the females, you can get some of the smock at 180 or 250 cedis and 350 cedis. Those of high quality are usually expensive. Because we invest enough money buying the raw materials, the prices keep shooting up. It is not our fault the prices keep rising.
Smock trading is one of the major trades in the region, with several weaving materials dotted across various market centers and homes. But the increasing cost is impacting adversely on the once vibrant market.
Things are expensive now. Let's say if I want to buy one myself, because it's expensive, I wouldn't buy it and later find it difficult to get something to feed myself.
Despite the prevailing economic quagmire, these vendors are unperturbed as they continuously craft and preserve their rich cultural heritage. For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Brandt-Kwaku.